104.5 The Zone. Welcome back to the Wake Up Zone. The Fly, I get it. Time to talk some baseball. From the MLB Network and The Athletic, Jason Stark. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today. Jason, what's going on this morning?
What's happening there, man?
Not a lot.
Delays, huh?
What's that?
Delays.
Yes, you know, I was at that game yesterday, and when they got ready to start, I saw the umpires and Joey Votto looking up at the foul screen. I was like, what are they looking at? And then you figure out there's a big swarm of bees, and they cleared everybody out and finally got the game underway. But it made me think to ask you, what is the most unusual delay that you've seen in all the games you've been to?
I mean, you know I'm a curator of all this stuff, right?
Right.
Like, this will be in my book someday. You know, I keep track of these year to year. I mean, there's been a bunch of rain delays in dome stadiums. Always a big fan of those.
Right.
But here, my two favorites, I think, you remember Jeff Leifer when he used to play for the Brewers?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He got locked in the clubhouse, in the dugout bathroom during a game for 15 minutes. So that was a good one.
That could be a problem. Yeah.
It's supposed to be good when you're locked in.
Right. Right.
Like that.
Yeah, you don't want to be locked in like that.
My favorite, this is not one that I witnessed personally, but my friend Rich Griffin, who's the Blue Jays PR director now, but used to be the old Montreal Expos media relations director, told me about their greatest delay of all time, maybe any team's greatest. They had a seal delay. They had like a pre-game like circus thing going
right
on, and they had these seals out there on the field, and then you know they had that funky old AstroTurf, and the seals loved the turf, and they were slithering around, and they couldn't round them up, and they actually had a 15-minute seal delay. Top that, Kevin.
No, I can't do anything with that. I was telling these guys, I saw the first ever rain delay in Petco Park history. My wife and I were out there about 10 years ago. I saw a snow delay on opening day 1985 and then a B delay yesterday. So I think I've got the bingo card covered pretty
much. That's pretty good. Yeah. You didn't see a snow delay in San Diego, though, right?
No, that was in Cincinnati at a key Reds Expos game. I also saw Pablo Sandoval pitch, homer, and steal a base. Why does this seem like it only worked for him in San Francisco? I was thinking about that watching him, you know, and why it didn't work for him in Boston.
Well, I'm sure you've seen the note on this, right? The only two Giants have ever, okay, let's get this straight, homered, stolen a base, and pitched and not allowed a run in the same game. It was him and Christy Mathewson.
There you go. That goes back a ways.
And Art's often confused, right?
Right.
You know, Pablo was never a good fit in Boston, and I think there was always this concern that a guy, you know, with kind of his outlook on life, fun-loving dude that he was and is, not exactly a conditioning freak, had lived in this San Francisco comfort zone bubble all his career. Despite the bat-to-ball skills, just was never going to be that kind of guy. Just think about him in Boston and what a disaster it was. And I don't think it surprised a lot of people. Now you get him back in San Francisco. They don't ask a lot from him. I mean, he's literally like the 24th, 25th guy on their roster. And he just plugs in from time to time. He makes people laugh. You know, it's just what he is at this stage of his career. And I think about this every year come free agent time. You know, people dream of the big bucks, and I don't blame them. And they put themselves in position to fail, right? They leave that place where they're known and loved and they've got nothing to prove to anybody and take the money. And is it really worth it? You know, the money you turn down is probably more money than you could ever spend in your life and your kids and grandkids could ever spend in their life. So, am I wrong on this?
No, sometimes
a lot of guys make this mistake.
Yeah, and a lot of different walks of life. It's better to stay in the place that works best for you, no question. Mm-hmm. Jason Stark is our guest from The Athletic and the MLB Network.
Well, Jason, man, Glad Jr. is looking pretty good, even at this point in time in his career. in the beginning stages here. Do you think he will be better than Senior?
Well, he's actually off to a kind of a slower start than anybody expected. But, you know, this fascinates me, Blaine, because we've never had this, not in your sport, not in baseball, where you had a Hall of Fame player whose son then went on to be a better player than him. And, you know, Vlad's had one of these meteoric rises through the minor leagues. You know, I ran in my column the other day his numbers in AA and AAA, just to give you an idea. This was in like 400 plate appearances. If you took that and turned it into a full big league season, in the last 75 years, the only players to have a big league season like that are Ted Williams, Joe DiMaggio, and George Brett, the year he almost hit 400. It's probably unfair to expect anybody to be that good, but that's how special his hand eye is, his hit tool is, and his approach at the plate is. Now, he's been anxious. The pitchers have exploited that a little bit. He's going to hit. It's funny that we've been talking about Pablo Sandoval, because that's my biggest worry about Vlad, is he's kind of got that Pablo Sandoval physique going at a young age. And do guys like that hold up for as long as his dad held up? That's just my one worry.
Well, I know this weekend was big for baseball, but it was Cinco de Mayo. So it made me think that was the 5th. I saw this on Twitter, so I stole this. Who was the best player that wore number 5?
Wow.
This is a tough one, huh?
This is a Tim Kirkshin question.
Is that where I saw it? I might have saw one of his.
Tim is famous for, you're hanging out at the bar after a game. Who's the greatest player who ever wore number 5?
That's how it would be.
I mean, the greatest, like, the greatest since I've been covering baseball is Albert Pujols. But he's not the answer, is he?
I mean, Joe DiMaggio would be
DiMaggio
one.
DiMaggio has got to be the answer, I would think.
Johnny Bench, Brooks Robinson.
Ooh, Johnny Bench.
Yeah, that's a good one. I don't know. What's your... Tim, we used to do that Scenehead show at ESPN, and every week Tim would do the greatest players at every number. And I do remember DiMaggio being number 1.
Oh, yeah, that would be my choice.
Good.
Mark, you saw DiMaggio play back in the day.
Thank you very much, Kev. I saw DiMaggio berate a Yankee PR official, but that's another story.
Man out of coffee.
I'm sure Jason has too. Jason, what about what Ozzie Albies is doing? You know, there was so much controversy about the contract the Braves signed him to, but what about the hitting tear he's been on? And what about the Braves just as a whole? They've got bullpen concerns. They're hanging around, but what are your thoughts about Albies and his team?
I love Ozzie Albies. Here's a little bit of Ozzie Albies trivia for you that if you went down to the local tavern and threw this out there, who has more extra base hits the last 2 seasons, Ozzie Albies or Mike Trout? Like, you know, it's a trick question because
obviously,
asked it, right? Ozzie Albies has more extra base hits since opening day last year than Mike Trout, and he's 5'8", but he is a strong dude, and he just got a presence and a charisma about him that are amazing. You know, like when he got signed out of a tryout camp at 16 years old, I remember the Braves people telling me that in between, you know, his stints in the batting cage and when they were looking at him, he would hang out with the scouts and give them scouting reports on everybody else at the camp. And that's how smart and aware of everything he is. Speaks 5 languages. Just an incredible guy.
Like Mo Berg, remember? You know, could speak 12 languages and not hit in any of them.
Yeah.
That was always the great line about him. Oh, as far as the Yankees are concerned, you know, it's amazing they continue to win in the face of all these injuries. But what about Domingo Germán and the year he's having? 6-1. 2.35 ERA. He's been their best starting pitcher.
How about that? I mean, like, you know, every Yankee game somebody does something, and I think to myself, where'd he come from?
I know.
Pyro Estrada hit a home run last night. But when did he get on their team? You know, he's been there a couple weeks now. But we've talked about them a few times throughout this year, and I think I've talked to every one of them about the kind of depth that Brian Cashman aspired to assemble and how much it's paying off right now. But I don't think even they expected that Domingo Germán would be this, right? They viewed him as a guy who they could plug in a variety of roles. You know, it probably would start 8-10 games.
Yeah.
But if Domingo Germán is their best starter, and they've got 12 players on the injured list, and they're 2 games out of first, I think the rest of the league's in a lot of trouble.
And finally,
a lot of other guys are going to come do their thing over the next 4 months.
And finally, what are the Cardinals going to do with Dexter Fowler? I mean, he's on fire right now offensively, but they got a lot of bats.
Well, they've been very comfortable mixing and matching in their outfield, and their commitment to Dexter Fowler and getting him back on some sort of track has been incredibly impressive, because I don't know how many teams could have done that, how many managers could have done that after as bad as he was last year. But Dexter Fowler and Mike Matheny, that was oil and water, man. They just didn't get along. And, you know, Mike Schilt has connected with everybody in that clubhouse, but he's made Dexter one of his special projects, and it's really been rewarded, hasn't it? So, I mean, they're not going to look for him to play 150 games because they don't have to, but they're getting a lot out of him in this role, and now that he's hot, I think they're going to ride it.
Jason Stark, great as always. Thank you so much.
Hey, enjoyed it, guys.
All right, we'll see you. Jason Stark from The Athletic and the MLB Network, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today. George Brett is another great number 5 we just got a minute ago. Wow. Soon come running out of the dugout in the Pine Tar game.
Yeah.